Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Sometimes energy costs alone can be a determining factor in a manufacturer's ability to make a profit. If you are a small to medium-sized manufacturer in South Carolina, you may not be aware that because of funding from the U.S. Department of Energy, our next guest institution may be able to help with a no-cost energy assessment. David Ladner is Associate Professor with the Department of Environmental Engineering and Earth Sciences at Clemson University, where he joins us from now. David, welcome.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about your department first.
Well, my department is the Department of Environmental Engineering and Earth Sciences, and I kind of focus on the environmental engineering side, water treatment and that sort of thing. Working with several other professors in other departments as well, the industrial engineering department and the electrical engineering department, for this energy auditing program that we have.
Well, talk about that a little bit further and how this relationship with the Department of Energy came about.
Yeah, we have at Clemson now an industrial assessment center, and this is a part of a larger program that the Department of Energy has. So there's several universities, 28 universities around the country, that have industrial assessment centers. And the key is really what you mentioned in the introduction. We simply help out manufacturers, especially small to medium-sized manufacturers who may not have a lot of in-house environmental and energy professionals and might need just a outside look at how they're using energy.
Well, walk us through what a typical assessment involves.
Sure. Well, we bring a team of students and staff members and come to the facility and spend a day there, or all morning and part of an afternoon. And we look around at all the operations and look at the lighting and the compressed air and the HVAC systems and whatever they have on site that uses energy. And we evaluate whether it's efficient and if there are improvements that could be made.
What are some of the more common improvements that you end up recommending?
Lighting right now is a really big one because there's been a lot of movement, a lot of advancement in lighting technology with light-emitting diodes, LED fixtures that vastly reduce energy use. But also things like compressed air, like if you have a little bitty air leak, a lot of people don't realize how much money is sort of going to waste if a little bit of compressed air is leaking out of different fixtures. And we'll do an assessment of the compressors themselves also to see if they're operating efficiently.
How about some uncommon types of things?
Yeah, well, sometimes you might have a motor that you've used for a long time and it's working well for you, but it's much less efficient than some of the newer motors. And sometimes installing a variable frequency drive is something that could be done on a motor. Another thing that people sometimes don't think about is the rate structures that they have. So if you're in an on-peak time, a facility will be paying more for their energy during that on-peak time than they will during the off-peak time. So if you can do something like charge your forklift batteries during off-peak hours, then that can save you a lot of money.
Let's say we have in our audience a factory that's listening right now. How would they qualify? How would they know that they could come to you?
The gross annual sales need to be below $100 million. I guess the Department of Energy assumes that larger companies kind of have the resources to take care of these things themselves. So it's a smaller company, below $100 million in gross annual sales, fewer than 500 employees at that particular plant site. And if their annual energy bills, this is really the big one, if the energy bills are between $100,000 and $2.5 million per year, this qualifies. Now, if a plant is slightly outside of this, we encourage them to talk to us because maybe we can get a waiver and still do an assessment. But that's kind of the general type of facility we're looking to help.
And this program is entirely funded through the U.S. Department of Energy, so no cost to the manufacturer?
That's right. No cost to the manufacturer. So the students that come and the staff that come, they are paid, but they're paid through this grant from the Department of Energy.
And how long do you expect this funding to be in place?
We have initial funding for 5 years, and we're in our second year. But we hope to be able to renew it after the 5-year window. And these centers have been active at other universities for several years, up to a few decades, and we hope that we can sustain it here at Clemson as well.
Well, David, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
David Ladner is an associate professor with the Department of Environmental Engineering and Earth Sciences at Clemson University, where the Clemson Industrial Assessment Center is located. We will have links to those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.